Tony Daly's with me. He's director of rugby here in Kenturk Rugby Club, but he's also involved with the Munster Juniors as manager. Tony, we've just watched Kenturk, really a relatively comfortable victory built on a very good first half performance.
It was a good first half performance. Playing at home, obviously, at this level means an awful lot in the junior competition. But having said that, I was very happy with our lads. We played good open rugby. The hard ground and the dry day suited as well. Second half was a different story. I thought Westport really showed their good, tough, dogged Connacht rugby, and we struggled with it, certainly in the second half.
Yeah, early, a couple of brilliant tries, three tries in total. I mean, how important are some of these backs to you? You've got Mead back there, you've got a really good centre partnership, you've got talent at scrum half and Paul Cotter. They really do get the ball moving.
Absolutely, and having somebody with the experience of Peter Early out wide. Peter Early was a Munster youth winger, and he's been the Munster junior for the last couple of years, and he's really hit a vein of form. He's an outstanding footballer, great balance, great runner, and being able to get the ball into his hands early really, really tells the tale with three tries in the first half.
Where are Kenturk going? You were saying earlier that you don't feel they're at 100% yet. You feel there's more in them in terms of how they're using the ball and what you can get out of this team. So you must feel they're in a position where they can move on and kick on further.
Well, absolutely. We've played three games in the league so far. We've won three, but we haven't really hit the heights. I think there's more in us. Mm. Our forwards are playing well, but the backs really haven't clicked. I think to their potential. At times today you could see that potential was there. Davin Mead's gone from out half to full back, which gives us a new lease of life. He's able to pick a good line. Davin's possibly one of the best backs to play junior rugby in Munster in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And full back now has given him a new lease of life. So he's able to pick lines, and I don't think we've seen the best of him yet, so consequently we haven't seen the best from our back line.
Yeah, overall though, this competition, where does it fit in? You're in a semi-final of a Challenge Cup. Munster Junior Cup starts after Christmas and you're going to be challenging for a league title. So is this a distraction? Is it going to add to the workload? Or is it really good to be involved in an All-Ireland competition like this?
It's fantastic to be involved in an All-Ireland competition. I suppose really our focus would be in doing as well as we can in the league.
Yeah.
The Challenge Cup would be a huge focus for us at the moment. I don't think the Junior Cup is really achievable for junior clubs anymore.
Yeah.
I think the senior clubs have a stranglehold on that competition, and I don't think it's really achievable. I think the Challenge Cup absolutely, certainly would be something we'd be targeting. The All-Ireland Cup is a bonus, and we'll see where we go with the league. A lot of good teams in the league with Richmond, Clonmel, lot of really good teams there, so we just see how we go.
Well, listen, a good day today. It's going to be a bit of fun in the clubhouse, and it's your first ever win in this competition, I think, so overall you'll be delighted with it.
Thanks very much, Rob. Thank you.